O svevišnji gospodine, ti si u stvari vazduh, zemlja, vatra, nebo i voda. Ti si životni vazduh, predmeti čulnog opažanja, pet čula, um, svesnost i lažni ja. U stvari ti si sve, suptilno i grubo. Materijalni elementi i sve što je izraženo bilo rečima ili umom nisu ništa drugo da ti sam. Smisao. Ovo shvatanje o sve prožimajućoj prirodi svevišnje božanske ličnosti objašnjava kako se gospodin širi svuda. Sarvam kalv idam brahma. Sve je brahman, vrhovni brahman Krišna. Ništa ne postoji bez njega. Gospodin kaže u Bhagavad Giti 9.4. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. Mat stani sarva bhutani nachaham krishva vastita. Postojim svuda i sve postoji u meni, a ipak se ne mogu svuda opaziti. Gospodin se može vidjeti samo predanim služenjem. Tatra tišta mi narada yatra gayanti matbhakta. Svevišnji gospodin prebiva samo tamo gdje njegovi bhakte imaju njegove slave.
Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna pestaya bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashvacharya Shadarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Srivastavi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Please read the translation again.
O svevišnji gospodine, ti si u stvari vazduh, zemlja, vatra, nebo i voda. Ti si životni vazduh, predmeti čulnog opažanja, pet čula, um, svesnost i lažni ja. U stvari, ti si sve, suptilno i grubo. Materijalni elementi i sve što je izraženo, bilo rečima ili umom, nisu ništa drugo do ti sam.
An ant crawls up my arm, he or she would think she is in the midst of a thick jungle.
Kada mrav pođe uz moju ruku, onda će pomisliti da je u sred guste prašume.
She would think the hair are trees.
Pomislit će da su dlačice drveća.
And the humid air, the ample thing that is fog.
Humid air.
Vlažni vazduh.
From the sweat, yeah.
Onaj vazduh koji izlazi iz, zapravo znojenja, on pomislit će da je magla.
The ant won't be able to talk with me because she doesn't know my language.
I mrav neće moći da razgovara sa mnom jer ne zna moj jezik.
Most probably the ant will create a disturbance.
I najvjerojatnije mrav će napraviti neku nezgodnu situaciju, neko uznemirenje.
At one stage she will maybe bite me.
I u jednom trenutku će me možda ujesti.
So in the same way the living entity is an ant on the Lord's body.
I na isti način, na sličan način živo biće je mrav na gospodinovom telu.
Here it says that the air, the earth, fire, sky, water, mind, consciousness, false ego, everything are nothing but Sri Krishna.
Ovdje se kaže da su vazduh, zemlja, vatra, nebo, voda, životni vazduh, predmeti čulnog opažanja itd. ništa drugo nego Krishna.
But we don't see them like this.
Ali mi ih ne vidimo kao tako.
Just like the ant who does not see the hairs on my body as belonging to me, the ant thinks it's welcome to the jungle.
Baš kao što mrav ne vidi da zapravo dlačice na mom telu pripadaju meni, već misli da je dobro da je zapravo se dobro našla u džungli.
Just like the ant needs to expand its consciousness to understand that the so-called trees are my body, the human being needs to understand that all the elements, everything which can be expressed by words or by the mind is connected to Sri Krishna, therefore Sri Krishna.
Baš kao što je mravu neophodno da proširi svoju svesnost, da bi shvatio da su dlačice na mom telu, zapravo moje telo, deo mog tela, upravo tako i ljudsko biće, njemu je potrebno da shvati zapravo da putem, da je sve što je izraženo rečima ili umom zapravo povezano i nije ništa drugo do Krišna sam.
I remember how Prabhupada brought out this point in Stockholm.
Sjećam se kako je to Šrila Prabhupada izneo u Stockholmu.
Because of the social welfare, the drunkards get a good pay and therefore can buy a lot of alcohol.
Zato što društvo dobro stoji, onda pijanice mogu jako lako doći do alkohola i kupiti dosta toga.
So Prabhupada addressed the drunkards. Drunkards to make them understand that Krishna is all pervading.
I Šrila Prabhupada se obratio tim pijanicama i rekao im da shvate da je Krishna sve prožimajući.
He said, if you are drunkard and you like drinking, meditate that the nice taste in the alcohol, that is Krishna.
Ako ste pijanice i volite da pijete, onda bar meditirajte na to da je taj lepi ukus u alkoholu Krishna.
Yes. So Sri Krishna is everywhere, and to become a devotee means to acknowledge that.
Krishna je svuda i postati bhakta to znači biti svestan toga, to jest.
A devotee cannot remain in ant consciousness.
Bhakta ne može ostati u svesnosti mrava.
So I think we should have a little bit more air because somehow it's very hot, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, this is very good. Thank you. So, today and the next few days where I can be in Beograd, I wanted to give a seminar on the subject matter, what is a Vaishnava?
Od danas pa nekoliko sljedećih dana dok budem u Beogradu, želim da dam seminar na temu šta je Vaishnava.
The purpose of this seminar is to strengthen our devotees and friends of Lord Krishna in the life of Krishna consciousness.
Svrha tog seminara je da osnaži naše bhakte i prijatelje Krishne u životu svjesnosti Krishne.
By bringing out the wonderful nature of transcendental life.
Tako što iznesemo divnu prirodu transcendentalnog života.
The word Vaishnava comes from the word Vishnu.
Reč Vaishnava dolazi od reči Vishnu.
A Vaishnava is someone who worships Vishnu.
Vaishnava je onaj ko obožava Vishnu.
Now, Vaishnavism is the original state and function of every living entity.
I Vaishnavism to je izvorni izvorno stanje i delatnost svakog živog bića.
We should not think the Vaishnava belongs to some sectarian group.
Ne bismo trebali misliti da Vaishnava pripada nekoj sektaškoj grupi.
Although in the material world the Vaishnavas are clearly in the minority, in its natural position everyone is a Vaishnava.
Iako su u materijalnom svetu Vaishnave ubedljivo u manjini, da, ipak svako živo biće je izvorno Vaishnava.
No one should think, oh, this is very special, this hairstyle and this dress. it is not a universal hairstyle and dress.
Niko ne bi trebao misliti ova frizura i način oblačenja, to je jako jako neobično i to nije univerzalni način oblačenja i
No, but you have to understand this world is unnatural. It's a prison.
Ali moramo shvatiti da svet neprirodan, da je to zatvor.
So you will find a very, very rarely you will find someone who is has come to respect the government when you go into the city. It's prison.
I onda retko ćete naći nekoga ko će doći do toga da poštuje vladu kada ode u zatvor.
It is described that Krishna is the supreme absolute truth.
Krishna je vrhovna apsolutna istina.
He is all pervading.
On je sve prožimajući.
He is the life of all that lives.
On je život sveg što živi.
And he is the death of all living entities.
I on je smrt svih živih bića.
What could be or who could be more universal?
I ko ili šta bi moglo biti više univerzalno?
His body is made out of eternality, knowledge and bliss.
I njegovo telo je sačinjeno od večnosti, znanja i blaženstva.
He is in all living entities, but at the same time, all living entities are moving in him.
On se nalazi u svim živim bićima, ali istovremeno sva živa bića se kreću u njemu.
The living entities are like the rays which expand from the sun.
I živa bića su kao zraci koji se šire od sunca.
They are eternally connected to him.
One su večno povezane sa njim.
And they have the same qualities of the like the Lord, just like drops in the water in the ocean have the same qualities as the ocean.
I oni imaju iste osobine kao on, baš kao što kapi vode u okeanu imaju isti kvalitet kao okean.
Now, the unfortunate thing is that the living entity in the material world has forgotten its relationship.
Nesrećna stvar je u tome što je živo biće u materijalnom svetu zaboravilo na taj odnos.
And therefore he is something like a lost soul.
I tako se čini kao izgubljena duša.
When you lose all your money, you cannot utilize it.
Kada izgubite sav svoj novac, onda ga ne možete više iskoristiti.
In a similar way, see the money may be in your right pocket, the back pocket.
Na sličan način, novac vam se može nalaziti pozadi u džepu.
Instead of the right front pocket.
Umjesto napred.
Because you are not conscious where your money is, you are like a poor person running all over the town to look at every street corner for your lost money.
Ali pošto ne znate gdje se nalazi vaš novčanik, onda jurite unaokolo po gradu tražeći novčanik jer ne znate gdje se nalazi u vašem džepu.
In a similar way, all of us here are pure souls.
Na isti način svi mi ovdje smo čiste duše.
But because we are not conscious of our spiritual identity, therefore we behave in a way as if we have lost our spiritual identity.
Ali pošto nismo svesni svog identiteta, onda se ponašamo na taj način kao da smo izgubili svoj identitet.
Yes, like this morning I was looking for my watch.
Baš kao što sam jutros tražio svoj sat.
I thought I left it in the bathroom.
Mislio sam da sam ga ostavio u kupatilu.
So I was looking all over in the bathroom for my watch.
I onda sam ga tražio po kupatilu.
Then I said, all right, it's gone forever.
I onda sam mislio, pa otišao za uvijek.
And I went back to the room. And there on the table I saw the watch.
I onda sam se vratio u sobu i tamo na stolu sam ga vidio.
So I was worried in the bathroom.
I na taj način sam se brinuo dok sam bio u kupatilu.
But when I came to the table, I was happy.
Ali kad sam došao do stola, onda sam bio srećen.
This is a good example of a conditioned soul.
To je dobar primjer za usiljenu dušu.
We are trying to look in the material world for our identity.
Mi pokušavamo da tražimo naš identitet u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
But it's not there.
Ali on tu nije.
Just come to Krishna consciousness.
Samo dođite u svjesnost Krishna.
Then you will remember where your identity is.
Onda ćete se setiti gdje je vaš identitet.
So this is a nice description of Vaishnavism. It just means to find your true nature.
I to je lep opis Vaishnavizma. To znači samo pronaći vašu pravu prirodu.
Yes. Now, there is a nice example of this in the life of Sanatana Goswami.
I lep primjer toga se može naći u životu Sanatana Goswami.
He was a minister in one government.
On je bio ministar u jednoj vladi.
And when he came to surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked a few important questions which we will also ask today.
I kada je došao da se preda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, onda je pitao nekoliko jako važnih pitanja koje ćemo mi postaviti danas.
He asked, who am I?
Pitao je, ko sam ja?
Why am I subjected to the three kinds of sufferings of material existence?
Zašto sam podložen trima vrstama patnji u materijalnom postojanju?
Then how do I get out of the sufferings of material life back to the eternal spiritual world?
I kako da se izbavim iz tih patnji nazad, da se vratim nazad u duhovni svet?
Who knows what are the three sufferings of material existence?
Ko zna koje su tri patnje materijalnog postojanja?
What is your name?
Kako se zoveš?
Sasha. Oh, another Sasha. We have three Sashas. Sasha 1, Sasha 2, Sasha 3. Yes, Sasha 3.
Рождение, старость, болезнь.
Birth, death and disease.
Смерть.
Yes. Yes, that is certainly correct. That's not very nice, but in our category we look what you say can be included in other categories.
To je svakako tačno, međutim to što ti kažeš to se može svrstati u druge kategorije. Mi tražimo nešto drugo.
I know when I came to Krishna consciousness and someone said disease and death is a suffering. I said, that's very natural, this is not a suffering.
Ja se sjećam, kad sam ja došao svjesno s Krišnjom, onda je neko mi rekao, bolest i smrt, to je patnja. Ja sam pomislio, pa šta je to patnja, to je prirodno.
Just like someone who sees you, and sees that your ear has a, that you have a serious skin disease. Which is crippling your whole face, and he says, hey, I think you have to go to the doctor. The patient says, no, this is very natural, this...
Znaš, kao što neko može doći do nekoga kome je obolela koža, i onda ima ovdje, opada mu koža i tako dalje, i onda mu kaže, pa ti imaš bolesnu kožu, moraš da odeš lekaru da vidiš šta je. A on kaže, ne, to je prirodno,
eto. Prirodno, yes. So, most of us are not aware of the three sufferings.
I većina nas tako nije svesna tih triju patnji.
Because we do not want to know.
Jer ne želimo da znamo za njih.
We want to be happy.
Mi želimo da budemo srećni.
So, we must find out the three kinds of sufferings.
I tako moramo da pronađemo, da doznamo koje su ti, te tri vrste patnji. From the mind, from other living entities, and from natural disturbances.
Yes, very nice, Sasha. This is very good. Usually, one starts with the body and mind, but body, but you have started with the mind. Yes, this is a fact. So, these three kinds of sufferings actually do not pertain to the eternal soul.
te tri vrste patnje zapravo ne važe, ne odnose se na duhovnu dušu.
Only the body and the mind is subject to these three kinds of sufferings.
Samo su telo i um podložni tim trima patnjama.
It's not the real self, but the false self who suffers.
To nije pravo jasno koje pati, već lažno jasno.
But because we identify with the false self, therefore we are suffering.
Međutim, pošto se mi poistovećujemo sa tim lažnim jasnom, onda zato mi patimo.
Just like if I now hear a noise before the door, a splintering of glass, a crashing of metal, the squeaking of gummy, I become very disturbed.
Ako bi ja čuo sad da se lomi staklo ili struže neko gvožđe ili se trlja neka guma, onda bi postao uznemiren time.
I think, my Mercedes.
Onda bi pomislio, o, moj Mercedes.
I identify with the car and as a result I suffer.
I pošto se poistovećujem sa kolima, onda zato patim.
But maybe back there, Zasha Obrarović, old car.
Ali možda je zapravo u pitanju stari auto Saša Obrarović.
No. But due to false identification, I suffer.
Ali zbog lažnog poistovećivanja, patim.
Our car is parked up there.
Naša kola su parkirana gore.
So this is material suffering.
I to je materijalna patnja.
Because I identify with this body, which is not my body. It is a product of material nature. It has nothing to do with myself. Therefore, suffering is there.
I pošto se poistovećujem sa ovim telom, koje nisam ja, koje je samo proizvod materijalne prirode, zato patim.
This wrong identification is the cause of my miseries.
I to pogrešno poistovećivanje je uzrok mojih patnji.
Therefore, if someone is suffering and he understands, or the suffering actually is detached from me, it does not affect me as a person, then suffering does not exist for him.
I ako neko pati, ali shvata da ta patnja nije zapravo vezana za njega kao osobenog bića, onda patnja ne postoji.
Like I saw one of the friends of Lord Krishna who had lost her son.
Son?
Son.
Baš kao što je jedan prijatelj Krishna izgubio svog sina.
And I thought this elderly lady must be very sad.
I to je bila jedna starija gospođa i ja sam mislio da ona mora da je jako tužna.
But she was singing Hare Krishna.
Ali ona je pevala Hare Krishna.
So I asked her, you're not very sad?
I ja sam je pitao, zar niste tužni?
And she said, no, Krishna has allowed this soul to take on a human body.
Ne, ona je rekla, Krishna je dozvolio tom živom biću da dobije ljudsko telo.
By the arrangements of karma, he was connected with me for a limited amount of time.
Po uređenju karme, on je bio povezan sa mnom neko vreme.
And Krishna took that soul arranged that it traveled onwards, so why should I be sad?
I Krishna je uredio da onda ta to živo biće pođe drugim putem, i zašto bi ja onda bila tužna?
So by spiritual knowledge, which actually cuts through false attachment, one can become happy.
I pomoću duhovnog znanja koje seče kroz te lažne vezanosti, osoba može postati srećna.
Now, mostly material life means to become attached to some conception and some plan.
I većinom materijalni život znači postati vezan za neku koncepciju ili plan.
Our mind is like a bee.
I naš um je kao pčela.
Which flies with the wings of desire.
I koje leti pomoću krila želje.
From one object to the next.
Od jednog predmeta ka drugom.
From one lifetime to the next.
Od jednog života ka drugom.
So most of people's life is wasted in the attempt to run behind the bee of their mind and try to fulfill all the desires.
I većina životi, većina ljudi se gubi na taj način što oni trče za tim, za tom pčelom uma koja pokušava da ispuni bezbrojne želje.
They become very happy if they attain the desires of the mind.
I oni onda postanu jako srećni kada im se ispune želje uma.
And very disturbed if they cannot catch the desire.
A veoma uznemireni kada ne mogu uhvatiti te želje.
Just like someone who collects butterflies.
Baš kao neko ko skuplja leptire.
I do not know if you have them in Yugoslavia. There are some people who make it their life's purpose to catch these butterflies.
Ne znam da li takvi ljudi postoje u Jugoslaviji, ali ima ih ima takvih ljudi koji sebi za cilj života postave da skupljaju i hvataju te leptire.
When you visit them, they will show you very proudly the collection of butterflies.
Kada ih posetite, onda će vam jako ponosno pokazati svoju kolekciju leptira.
They travel to Latin America to capture with their own hand a very rare species of butterfly.
Oni sami putuju u Južnu Ameriku i tamo hvataju svojim rukom baš žele da uhvate retke vrste leptira.
They have a big equipment of different nets and different nice smelly perfumes to attract the butterfly in there for thousands of njemečka marka.
I onda oni imaju čitavu jednu opremu raznih mrežica i parfema kojim privlače te leptire i onda to košta puno hiljada maraka i na taj način idu.
With a lupa they are running.
I onda sa lupom pred očima trče u nogu. Yeah.
This is an unfortunate state of affairs of the conditioned soul.
To je nesrećno stanje u kom se ta usamljena duša nalazi što se tiče delatnosti.
Butterfly of the mind goes, I want to be an engineer.
I onda leptir uma kaže, ja želim biti inženjer.
And then one begins to study. I
onda osoba počne da uči.
One wastes maybe 20 years of his life in studying for engineering.
I na taj način osoba protraći 20 godina svog života učeći da postane inženjer.
Finally the day comes when one must zhup, and one has a butterfly.
I onda na kraju završi tako što hvata leptir.
So what?
I šta je onda? U čemu je to?
Would you be impressed, dear Shanta Prabhu?
Da li biste vi bili impresionirani time?
See, please understand, this is a very, but please understand the philosophical point. An idea comes in our mind, and we run after it like a butterfly.
Shvatite filozofsku pointu tu. Neka želja, misao nam se pojavi u umu i mi potrčemo za njom kao leptir.
It is not absolutely necessary for survival to catch the butterfly.
Nije apsolutno neophodno da bismo preživjeli da hvatamo leptira.
In the same way, it is not necessary for a successful life to follow the ideas which come in the mind.
I na sličan način, da bismo imali uspešan život, nije potrebno da slijedimo te ideje koje nam se pojave u umu.
The mind, there may be the desire, I want to be a very good swimmer or a rock and roll star, or attractive photo model, or thousands of ideas.
U može pomisliti, ja želim biti rock and roll zvezda ili dobar plivač ili već nešto drugo, toliko puno hiljada ideja može se pojaviti.
In the Shastra this is explained. Forgetting Krishna, the living entity, has been attracted by the external feature from time immemorial. Therefore the illusory energy of Maya gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence.
U šastrama je opisano da je živo biće, zaboravivši Krišnu, privučeno spoljašnjom energijom od pamtiveka i stoga mu iluzorna energija Maja daje sve vrste, zadaje sve vrste patnji u njegovom materijalnom postojanju.
So let us understand why this is so, why we can come under the control of this illusion.
I razmotrimo sad tu stvar, zašto mi dolazimo pod kontrolu te iluzije.
This is because we as living entities belong to an energy of the Lord which is called Tatastha.
I to je zato što mi pripadamo jednoj gospodinovoj energiji koja se naziva Tatastha.
Yeah. Tata means like a border.
Tata je nešto kao granice.
In Yugoslavia, I think it means father. Tata.
Yes.
But in Sanskrit, it means border, borderline. So, tha means to be situated on. The living entity is, in other words, situated on a borderline.
A sta znači biti, nalaziti se na. To znači da se živo biće nalazi na granici.
And from this borderline, it can go in two directions.
I sa te granice može krenuti u dva pravca.
See, usually when you want to live, you do not just stay on a line, on a border. You have to do things, so you go.
Obično kada želite, when you live.
When you want to lead your life.
Kada želite jednostavno da vodite svoj život, da radite neke stvari u životu, onda obično ne ostanete na nekoj granici, već krenete negdje.
So you have two possibilities to go.
I imate onda dve mogućnosti.
One is called Nitya Mukta, eternally liberated soul.
Jedna se naziva Nitya Mukta, večno oslobođena duša.
And another is Nitya Bada, which is eternally conditioned or bound.
A druga je Nitya Bada, koja je večno uslovljena ili vezana.
In other words, where the spiritual world meets the material world, there is a thin borderline.
I na sličan način onda gde se susreće materijalni duhovni svet nalazi se na tanka granica.
And we can decide to go into the material world and material existence.
I mi možemo odlučiti da odemo u materijalni svet, materijalno postojanje.
Or go to the eternal spiritual existence.
Ili odemo u večno duhovno postojanje.
And that decides our state of being.
I to onda od toga to odlučuje zapravo kako ćemo mi stanje života doseći.
When the living entity decides to live a material life, it soon becomes entangled.
Kada živo biće odluči da vodi materijalni život, onda se ubrzo zaplete.
It's just like the way you capture a fox. What you do is You prepare a paper fox, which looks like an attractive foxy lady, and then you put glue all over it, so the fox comes with romantic desires to that foxy lady, and begins to stick.
Isto kao kad biste htjeli da uhvatite lisa, onda napravite jednu tako maketu. Od kartona ili hartije koja liči baš kao lisica i onda kada dođe taj lisac onda se on zalepi za tu lisicu.
So in the same way when we become attracted to the false pleasures of the material world we begin to become entangled.
Na isti način kada se mi kada mi postanemo privučeni lažnim stvarima u materijalnom svijetu, onda postanemo zapleteni.
We become a servant of our lusty desires.
Postanemo sluge svojih požudnih želja.
And when these are not fulfilled, we become servants of anger.
I kada se one ne ispune, onda postajemo sluge gneva.
And become kicked by the material energy Maya.
I na taj način nas onda udara materijalna energija Maya.
This is our state.
I to je stanje u kom se nalazimo.
In the material world, we find sometimes people who seem to be more successful than we are.
U materijalnom svetu možemo naći ponekad ljude koji izgledaju kao da su uspešniji od nas.
And we turn towards help.
I onda im se obratimo za pomoć.
But unless and until they liberate us from our material existence, this help is illusory.
Ali ukoliko nas oni ne oslobode tog materijalnog postojanja, onda je ta pomoć iluzorna.
It is a help which is actually disturbing.
I to je u stvari pomoć koja uznemiruje.
Because this help does not solve our entanglement in birth and death.
Pošto ta pomoć ne rešava našu zapletenost u rođenje i smrti.
The real help for the living entity is real knowledge.
Prava pomoć za živo biće je pravo znanje.
Which will deliver us from birth and death.
Koje će nas izbaviti od rođenja i smrti.
So, devotee who wants to advance in Krishna consciousness has to know what is real help.
I bhakta koji želi da napreduje u svesnosti Krishna treba da zna šta je prava pomoć.
And he has to become interested only in devotional service which will reconnect him to Sri Krishna.
I treba postati zainteresovan samo za predano služenje koje će ga ponovo povezati sa Sri Krishna.
The devotee must learn to control his mind.
Bhakta mora da nauči da kontroliše svoj um.
The mind is not our true friend.
Um nije naš pravi prijatelj.
It sometimes gives us ideas which will not help us at all.
Ponekad će nam ponuditi neke ideje koje nam uopšte neće pomoći.
It is said the mind is makes four mistakes.
I rečeno je da um pravi četiri vrste grešaka.
Who knows the four mistakes?
Ko zna koje su te greške?
Only silence answered him.
Samo tišina odgovorila.
The mind make is prone to be an illusion.
Je sklon da bude u iluziji.
Because it thinks something is worthwhile which is not at all worthwhile.
Jer misli da je nešto vredno što uopšte nije vredno.
The mind makes mistakes.
I greši.
And the knowledge of which is there in the mind has been accumulated by imperfect senses.
I znanje koje se nalazi u umu, to je skupljeno pomoću nesavršenih čula.
And finally the mind has a tendency to cheat.
I na kraju isto tako ima sklonost da vara.
When you ask someone how are you, he will always say dobro.
Kad pitate nekog kako si, onda će on uvek reći pa dobro.
This is not always correct.
Ali to uvek nije tačno.
Or if you hear someone describe a situation, he will tend to praise his own glories.
Ili kad neko recimo opisuje neku situaciju, onda će imati sklonost da opisuje svoje sopstvene slave.
I did so and so.
Uradio sam ovo i ovako.
It was very glorious.
Mm-hmm.
Others were not so intelligent when they responded to me.
I drugi nisu bili tako inteligentni kad su odgovarali.
Like this, the mind always tends to cheat.
I tako uvek ima sklonost da vara.
So, if you want to control your mind, you have to come to the platform of spiritual intelligence.
I da bismo vladali umom, onda moramo doći do nivoa duhovne inteligencije.
The mind is like a horse, it cannot control itself on its own.
I je poput konja, on ne može vladati sam sobom.
It is said, it's easier to capture a wolf by its ears than capture the restless mind.
Rečeno je da je lakše uhvatiti vuka za uši nego nemirni um.
When you go into the Serbian mountains and there are still some wolves, I believe. A few. Yeah. If you want to hunt a wolf, capture it by the ears. Good luck.
Ako odete u planine Srbije i onda pokušate da uhvatite vuka, ako još neki ima tamo, onda dobro vam sreće ako želite da ga uhvatite za uši.
It's completely impossible.
To je nemoguće.
Sometimes when we actually understand our fallen nature, the mind will make a trick.
A ponekad kad shvatimo da smo pali, onda će um smisliti jedan trik.
You're not so fallen, you're actually very humble.
Ti u stvari nisi tako pao, ti si u stvari ponizan.
Mind is always a rascal.
Um je uvek nitko.
Nitko.
Nitkov.
Nitkov, yes, he's such a Nitkov. It's just like if you find a thief who runs away with your alarm clock.
To je baš kao kad lopov pobegne sa vašim alarmnim uređajem.
So just so that the thief is not captured, he will scream, lock off, lock off, lock off!
I tako što, samo da ne bi bio uhvaćen, onda će lopov vikati, lopov, lopov, lopov.
Yes, man. I don't know if you have seen this in... sometimes I've seen, one time I've seen this in one German department store. Someone had stolen something from some jewelry. I saw how he stole it. And then he hid it and he began to scream at the top of the lock, thief! There's a thief! There's a thief! And everyone thought, well, let's run for the thief. No one suspected him to be a thief.
Ja sam vidio u Nemačkoj u jednoj radnji da je neko ukrao neki nakit i onda ga je sakrio kod sebe i onda je istog trenutka povikao lopov, lopov, lopov i onda su svi počeli da trče unaokolo tražići lopova i niko nije posumnio da je on lopov.
So, when someone is pointed at his own mistakes, his mind will make a whole defense mechanism.
I kad se nekom ukaže na njegove greške, onda će napraviti jedan čitav odbrambeni sistem.
It is not my mistake, it is the mistake of others.
To nije moja greška, već greška drugih.
In this way, the mind entangles the conditioned souls further.
I na taj način zapliće sve više i više osobnu dušu.
So, this was the first part of our little seminary, what is a Vaishnava?
I to je bio prvi deo našeg malog seminara, šta je Vaishnava?
This first part was an introduction to the rest of it.
Taj prvi deo je bio uvod u ono što dolazi tek.
It was a little philosophical.
To je bio malo filozofski.
Tomorrow it will be very psychological.
Sutra će biti više psihološki.
But in a Krishna conscious way.
Ali na način svesni Krishna.
There's nothing to fear.
Nemate se čega bojati.
Please come again.
Ponovo dođite.
And enjoy the wonderful insights which are giving.
I uživajte u tim lepim stvarima koje ćete čuti.
Tomorrow I want to talk about two kinds of minds.
Sutra ću govoriti o dve vrste umova.
Then, hopefully, yes, oh, I have to make it a little, there's a lot of things here. Hopefully, then, we can go, yeah. Two kinds of mind. This is, you must come, if you do not come to the other parts, tomorrow you must come. It is so good.
Ako ne dođete na ostale dane, bar sutra morate doći.
Yes.
Jako je zanimljivo.
And then I will make...
Toga, znači preko sutra govoriti na koji način možete vladati umom, kontrolisati ga tako da dođete na transcendentalni nivo.
That you become a transcendentally enlivened soul.
da postanete transcendentalno oživljena duša.
So for now I want to stop here. Do you have any questions ready?
Da li imate neke pitanja? Sad
je... Sad je subject. Akrude.
Once one friend of Krishna asked me, he said that he's chanting 16 rounds, but he's chanting more because he has some material desires. So he read in second canto that even if you have all material desires, you can worship Krishna.
So he chants in order to fulfill the material desires, maybe?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what would be the best advice to him? Mm-hmm. He asked me, like, will it work?
Jedan prijatelj Krišne je upitao... Jedan prijatelj Krišne je upitao aspirant, zapravo Krura ga je pitao da li mantra, on je rekao da mantra čak i više od 16 krugova, i da želi da ispuni želje, jer je čuo da u drugom pevanju čita da čak i ako imate sve materijalne želje, onda samo trebate da obožavate Krišnu i da će vam ispuniti sve želje. I onda šta bi njemu trebalo da se kaže na taj način?
It is a fact that Krishna fulfills material desires.
To je činjenica, istina je da Krishna ispunjava materijalne želje.
I think devotees have made this experience many times.
Mislim da su bhakti to mnogo puta doživjeli.
In my life I have seen many times how all my desires are fulfilled.
U svom životu sam mnogo puta video kako su mi se ispunile sve želje.
When I was a new bhakta, I was very surprised about this.
I kad sam bio mladi bhakta, onda sam bio jako iznenađen time.
Everything which I ever wanted was fulfilled.
Sve što sam ikada želeo mi se ispunilo.
Then later, in my later devotional service, I've seen how Krishna is so kind to not fulfill all desires.
Ali kasnije u svom devotionalskom životu sam video da I'm happy
that Krishna does not fulfill all desires because some are not your own desires, they just come in the mind.
I onda sam bio srećan da mi Krishna nije ispunio sve želje, jer neke od tih želja u stvari nisu naše želje, već samo tako se pojave umu.
In the beginning of spiritual life, it is a fact if you that Krishna fulfills many material desires.
Na početku devocijskog života činjenica je da Krishna ispunjava mnogo materijalnih želja.
And therefore, but if you become very dear to Krishna, he will not fulfill those desires who are very, who are disturbing you.
Ali
in your spiritual life.
Ako ste veoma dragi Krishni, onda vam Krishna neće ispuniti te želje koje će vas uznemiriti u duhovnom životu.
So once, of course, we do not want that our friend of Lord Krishna is just living to fulfill his material desires.
Naravno, ne bismo želili da naš prijatelj Krishna samo živi zato da bi ispunio materijalne želje.
Because those material desires will bind him to material existence.
Jer te materijalne želje će ga vezati za materijalno postojanje.
The fulfillment of those, huh?
Da, to ako ih ispuni.
You should try to tell the friend of Lord Krishna that these material attachments will not be very good for his life.
I trebate mu reći da te materijalne vezanosti neće biti jako dobre za njegov život.
Do you know how one captures a monkey?
Znate kako se hvata majmun?
There are many ways, I suppose.
Mislim da ima mnogo načina.
In Mexico they do it, they make one kürbis, if you like one kürbis. Do you know kürbis? That's a German word.
It's a fruit, but I don't know which one.
Like this? What is it?
Kürbis. Take one.
Take one?
What is it? Pumpkin.
Pumpkin, yes! So they make the pumpkin, they dry it.
And then the shell. Da, tako se iseče ta tikva i onda se osuši.
And then they make a hole in the pumpkin.
I onda napravi rupu isto.
They bind the pumpkin on a tree.
Zavežu je za drvo.
So the monkey comes. Ooh, very interesting.
I onda majmun dođe. O, jako zanimljivo.
And then he sees inside.
Kada pogleda unutra.
And he sees there is a banana.
I onda vidi unutra je banana.
Oh, this is God's grace.
I onda misli, ovo je gospodinova milost.
He puts the hands through.
I onda stavi ruku unutra.
He finds it very narrow.
I onda vidi zapravo da je jako uzan otr.
He captures the banana.
I onda uhvati bananu.
Ah, mercy!
Oh, milost!
And then he wants to drag the hand out.
I onda ohvat želi da izvuče.
But it doesn't work any longer.
Ali onda ne može.
It's so big, the hand.
Onda je tako velika da ruka.
Cannot come out.
Ne može više izvuče.
And because he's such a butalac.
Tako budala?
Budala, yes. He cannot let go the banana.
Ne može da pusti bananu.
He's psychologically chained to the banana.
On je psihološki potpuno okovan za bananu.
And therefore he becomes the human beings can capture him and eat his brain.
I onda ga ljudi mogu uhvatiti i pojesti njegov mozak.
Brain soup.
Supu od mozga.
Yeah. So this is how material attachments work.
Na taj način funkcionišu materijalne vezanosti.
You are no longer a free person.
Niste više slobodna osoba.
There are many, many folk songs describing this.
I postoje mnoge narodne pesme koje opisuju to.
He has become a slave of wine. You have this in Yugoslavia?
Postao je rob vina.
Rob dona. Woman.
Aha, ili rob žena.
Žena, yes. Or rob. So many robs. The whole material civilization is like a, you know, a bunch of monkeys, you know, captured by the pumpkin.
Čitav materijal postoji sastoji iz mnoštva ljudi koje, mnoštva majmuna koji su uhvatili bananu.
Very strong words.
To su veoma snažne reči.
But it has to be said.
Ali moraju se reći.
People are so much attached to their the material ideas that they waste their whole life.
I mi smo tako vezani za materijalne želje da tako protraćimo
čitav život. So you should tell your friend of Lord Krishna, why are you so attached?
I onda trebaš reći tom prijatelju Krishna zašto si tako vezan.
And another point is that you may turn to Krishna for material desires, but if you use the chanting, that's an offense.
I onda postoji ista stvar da ako se okrenete Krišnu da vam ispuni materijalne želje, a ako u tome koristite mantranje, onda to uvreda.
The tenth offense in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is to maintain material attachments and to not have complete faith even after hearing so many instructions of this matter.
Deseta uvreda u pevanju Maha Mantra je da ostanete materijalno vezanosti, da vezani, da negujete te materijalne vezanosti, čak i kad čujete toliko puno stvari po tom pitanju.
So you cannot actually chant Hare Krishna to fulfill your material desires.
U stvari osoba ne može mantrati da bi ispunila svoje materijalne želje.
When you will chant with offenses,
onda ćete mantrati sa uvredama.
Better you just say, my dear Lord, give me a lot of njemačka maraka.
Kažete, dragi moj gospodine, daj mi samo mnogo njemačkih maraka.
Not chant for njemačka maraka.
Ali nemojte mantrati.
Hare maraka, hare maraka, maraka maraka, hare hare. Hare Rama! Yes.
What does this process like to worship Krishna? Because it's offensive to worship him by chanting.
Yeah.
So how one should worship Krishna with all desires?
With all desires, well, it is said, if you want to worship Krishna, you should make a feast, invite all the Vaishnavas, and be very charitable to the Vaishnavas.
Pitanje je šta znači zapravo taj stih, na što se on odnosi, da obožavamo Krišnu sa svim željama. Rečeno je da ako, if you want to...
if you have a material desire, invite Krishna's devotees.
Ako imate neku materijalnu želju, onda pozovite Krišne Bhakte i napravite veliku gozbu.
And be very charitable towards them.
I budite veoma milostivi.
And then charity which is given to devotees comes back a thousandfold.
I na taj način to milosrđe koje se da Bhaktama, ono se vraća osobi hiljadu puta.
This is a trick.
I to je trik.
That works.
I to funkcioniše.
You have to be charitable.
Trebate biti milosrdni.
There is one family in India who is a marvelous example of this.
Postoji
the Birla family.
Postoji jedna porodica u Indiji koja je jako dobar primjer za to.
They once met a yogi who told them this secret.
I oni su jednom sreli yogija koji im je otkrio tu tajnu.
A few generations back.
The yogi
said, as long as you are charitable and build temples in India, your wealth will never, it will always increase.
Yogi mi je rekao da dok god budete milosrdni i budete gradili hramove po Indiji, onda se vaše bogatstvo neće nikada smanjiti.
And they are so rich, I think Birla, you know Birla family, very rich. One of the richest family of the world.
I možda znate, to je Bela, porodica Bela.
Birla.
Birla. I oni su jedna od najbogatijih porodica na svijetu.
And the grandmother, her name is Gopi. The grandmother knows about this and she always takes care that the sons are very charitable.
I baka, ona jako dobro to zna i onda se uvijek brine o tome da njeni sinovi budu milosrdni.
They are all our life members, the Birla family. Yeah. Life members.
A, oni su svi doživotni članovi, naši doživotni članovi.
They all have given lots of donations to Krishna consciousness.
I puno su dali donacije o svjesnosti Krishna.
Baka se zove Gopi.
A, baka se zove Gopi, da.
This is a trick. If you want to have any material success, just give to the Vaishnavas, be charitable.
I ako želite na bilo koji način da uspete, onda samo dajte milostinju Bhaktama, Vaishnavama i na taj način.
But chanting you should do for attaining pure love of Krishna.
Ali mantrati trebate da bi se dostigli čistu ljubav prema Krishna.
This is a trick. Now everyone thinks, tomorrow everyone will come with please take this. Draghi Akruda, please take this.
You said in your lecture that on the gross and on the subtle platform there's not so much difference between the living entities. But what about the spiritual, from the spiritual point of view, the soul? Is there actually the difference between there, or is there also not so much?
Juče je rečeno da kod živog bića nema puno razlike između grubog i subtilnog tela, zapravo. Na tom nivou nema puno razlike, ali da li postoji razlika onda na duhovnom nivou?
Yes, just like Krishna is a fully developed individual.
Baš kao što je Krishna potpuno razvijena individua, osoba.
Which is completely independent from anything else.
Koja je potpuno nezavisna od bilo čega drugog.
The living entity has a small quantity, the same quality.
I živo biće ima isto to u maloj količini.
True individuality is on the spiritual platform.
I istinska individualnost se nalazi na duhovnom nivou.
Even the way the associates of Krishna are dressed is completely individualistic.
I čak i način na koji su obučeni Krišnini pratioci, to je potpuno, potpuno osoben.
We try to imitate this in the material world by taking extraordinary clothes on our tela, on our body.
I mi to pokušamo da ponašamo u materijalnom svijetu tako što se oblačimo na jako posebne načine.
Even the color, some of Krishna's associates are green.
Čak i boja, neki od Krišninih pratioca su zeleni.
But it looks very nice.
Ali oni jako lepo izgledaju.
Oh, red.
Ili crveni.
Oh, violet.
Ili časti.
Yeah, amazing.
I to je zapanjujuće.
We can't really imagine this with our materially contaminated mind.
I to zapravo ne možemo potpuno shvatiti s svojim materijalno zagađenim umovima.
So there is great individuality.
I tu postoji velika individualnost.
And the way they serve Krishna.
Isto način na koji služe Krišna.
Completely different from the other person.
Potpuno se razlikuje od neke druge osobe.
Even the cushion of Krishna is an individual.
Čak je Krišnin jastuk individual.
And the cushion sometimes thinks, oh, I'm always at the head of Krishna, supporting his head when he rests.
I onda on pomisli, pa ja se nalazim tu kod Krišnine glave i držim njegovu glavu kad se on odmara.
I also want to be at the lotus stopala.
Ja isto tako želim da budem kod lotusovih stopala.
Yes, and then the desire of the cushion is fulfilled and it sometimes rests under the lotus stopala of Krishna.
I onda se ponekad njegova želja ispuni i onda on bude kod lotusovih stopala Krishna.
Everything there is full of consciousness.
I sve je tamo puno svjesnosti.
Yes, so I think I should end here because it will become a little late afterwards. So it would be very nice to see you all again. I think this evening we have a program. I forgot. Yes? Good. You can find out where. Who said yes? Who? Yes. Mm-hmm. You please come all, if possible.
Pozivaju se svi da dođu na večerašnji program koji će biti.
And tomorrow you will hear about the
Sutra ćete čuti o
But from a Krishna conscious perspective.
Ali sa perspektive svesne Krishna.
Please do not be afraid.
It I nemojte se bojati.
Hare Krishna.
Patrine prirode, satva guna, rađa guna i tamo guna, prevladavajuća božanstva koje upravljaju tim trima gunama, ni pet grubih elemenata, um, polubogovi ili ljudska bića, ne mogu shvatiti tvoje gospodstvo, jer su svi podložni rođenju i uništenju. Uzevši to u obzir, duhovno napredne osobe su se posvetile predanom služenju. Takvi mudri ljudi jedva da mare za proučavanje veda. Umjesto toga, zaokupljaju se praktičnim predanom služenjem. Smisao. Kao što je rečeno na nekoliko mesta, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati, svevišnji gospodin se može shvatiti samo predanom služenju. Inteligentna osoba, Bhakta, ne mari mnogo za metode opisane u svihu 46, Mauna, Vrata, Šruta, Tapo, Vyayana, Svadharma. Nakon što predanim služenjem shvate svevišnji gospodina, takvi Bhakte se više ne zanimaju za proučavanje veda. Zaista, to je potvrđeno i u samim Vedama. Vede kažu, kim arta vayam adyashyamahe, kim arta vayam pakshyamahe. Kakva je korist od proučavanja toliko mnogo vedskih spisa? Kakva je korist od objašnjavanja Veda na različite načine? Vayam pakshyamahe. Niko ne treba da više proučava vedske spise, niti da ih objašnjava filozofskom spekulacijom. Bhagavad Gita 2.52 također kaže Yadati muha kalilam budir yatita višeti tada ga tasi nirvedan šrotavjasya šrutasya ča. Kada osoba predanim služenjem shvati svevišnju božansku ličnost, prestaje da proučava vedske spise. Na drugom mjestu je rečeno, a radi to jadi harista pasati tahkim. Ako možemo shvatiti svevišnjeg gospodina i služiti ga, ne trebamo više vršiti oštre strogosti, pokore i slično. Međutim, ako nakon vršenja oštrih strogosti i pokore ne shvatimo svevišnju božansku ličnost, takve strogosti i pokore su beskorisne.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashyatya Deshatarine Vaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Rasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Krishna can not be understood, it says here, by studying the Vedic literature.
Shri Krishna se ne može shvatiti proučavanjem vedske literature.
This might sound surprising at first.
To može na početku izgledati iznenađujuće.
Then why have we done a Bhagavad Gita promotion yesterday?
Zašto smo onda napravili promociju Bhagavad Gita?
This doesn't help anyone to understand Krishna.
Ako to ne pomaže nikome da shvati Krishna?
But the point is that to understand Krishna you have to be practical.
Ali stvar je u tome da bismo shvatili Krishna moramo biti praktični.
If you study a cooking book but do not apply the techniques for cooking, you will never understand what is the taste of certain preparations.
Ako proučavate neku kuvaricu, ali ne probate sami da skuvate nešto, onda nikad nećete moći da okusite ukus tih jela.
If you just study theoretically music and you never hear music, you will not know what is music.
I ako proučavate samo teoretski muziku, a ne oprobate šta je muzika, onda nikad nećete znati to.
Only experience opens the door to knowledge.
Samo iskustvo otvara vrata k znanju.
So in a similar way, there are many scholars who just read the Vedas for knowledge's sake.
I tako postoji mnogo učenih ljudi koji čitaju Vede samo radi znanja.
They do not follow the path which is shown in the Vedas, which is practical devotional service.
I oni ne slede put koji je dat u Vedama, a to je praktično predano služenje.
In this way, they argue endlessly about the different esoteric meanings of Vedic scripture.
I tako beskreno raspravljaju o tim ezoteričnim značenjima vedske literature.
There is a very interesting example in this connection.
U vezi s tim ima jedan veoma zanimljiv primjer.
Once there were two scholars who sat underneath a tree.
Jedno su bila dva učena čovjeka koji su sedeli pod drvetom.
All of a sudden, a crow was about to land on one of the upper branches.
I upravo je vrana sletala na jednu od tih nižih grana.
At that moment, a fruit fell down.
Ona sletala na jednu od viših grana i onda u tom trenutku je jedna voćka pala.
So one scholar said, have you seen this? The crow was trying to land on the branch, but before that, the fruit fell down, and therefore the crow had flown away.
I onda je jedan čovjek rekao, jesi video ovo? Upravo pre nego što je vrana počela, pripremila se da sleti na granu, voćka je otpala i zato je vrana odletela.
Ne, said the other. This is Maya.
Ne, drugi je rekao, to je Maja.
First the crow landed on the branch, then from shaking it a little bit, the fruit fell down.
Ne, drugi je rekao, kad je brana sletela, onda zbog tog sletanja, usled tog sletanja, voćka je otpala i na taj način.
First said, no, you don't know anything about the psychology of the crow.
Ne, rekao je drugi, ti ne znaš ništa o psihologiji brane.
Flew away because it was shocked that the fruit first fell down.
Ne, ona je odletela zato što je bila uplašena, zato što je plod pao.
Completely wrong.
Grešiš.
You don't know anything about the law of gravitation.
Ti ne znaš ništa o zakonu gravitacije.
The fruit first fell down only because the crow landed and shook the branch.
Voćka je pala zato što je brana sletela i zatresla granu.
It is said that these two scholars are still arguing today.
Kaže se da te dve očne osobe učenjaka još uvijek raspravljaju danas.
But they argue about a different subject.
Ali zapravo raspravljaju o dvema različitim temama.
Is God ultimately personal or impersonal?
Da li je Bog konačno ličan ili bezličan?
So it is described that a devotee was passing by and he saw the fruit lying on the ground.
I kaže se da je Bhakta tuda prolazio i video kako voćka leži na podu.
And like in all Indian stories, the devotee took the fruit and prepared it, offered it to Krishna.
I kao sin indijskim pričama, Bhakta je uzeo voćku, pripremio i ponudio Krishna.
By your potency, the fruit has come.
Zahvaljujući tvoje moći došao je plod.
And by your potency it has fallen from the tree.
I zahvaljujući tvoje moći on je pao sa drveta.
It may have been the crow.
Možda je bila i brana.
It may have been the process of maturation.
Možda je bio isto proces sazrevanja.
May have been whatever reason so that the scholars could argue.
I bilo koji drugi razlog zbog koga bi učenjaci raspravljali.
But it is by your potency that it has come.
Ali to je zahvaljujući tvoje moći da je to da je on nastao.
And I want to offer it back to you.
I želim ti ga nazad ponuditi.
So, spiritual life is not a mental exercise.
Duhovni život nije vežba uma.
It means you should we should get on the path of practice.
To znači da trebamo poći putem praktičnih djelatnosti.
The Sanskrit word for practice is sadhana, which means those activities which prepare you for a spiritual life.
Sanskritska reč za praktične djelatnosti je sadhana, koja vas priprema za praktičan život.
Or better, the syllable sat in sadhana means eternal, like in Satchit Ananda.
Ili još bolje, taj slog prvi u sadhana je sat, što znači večno, kao
yes.
Satchit Ananda.
So, better than saying it prepares you for spiritual life, it prepares you for eternal life.
I bolje nego da se kaže priprema vas za duhovni život, bolje toga je reći priprema vas za večni život.
Now, in order to practice a sadhana, we certainly will have to control our mind, which is by nature attracted to the objects of this world.
Međutim, da bismo praktikovali sadhanu, onda moramo vladati umom koji je prirodno privučen čudnim predmetima ovog sveta.
The mind is, so to say, the receptacle in which the different sensory functions supply the sense data.
I um je kao prijemnik koji upija razne percepcije koje odašilju čuni predmet.
And there it gets worked over and put into categories.
I na taj način se on razradi i dolazi nastaju kategorije razne.
Like in a computer, which is programmed in a certain way, all the information is put into different boxes, so to say.
Kao u kompjuteru kada on ima jedan određeni sistem skladištenja raznih podataka.
So according to the programming of your subtle body, which is the mind, you will categorize the world into different departments.
I zavisno od toga kako programirate svoje suptilno telo koje se zove um, na taj način ćete imati različite
categorize the world into different departments.
Na taj način ćete svrstavati svet u različite delove, u različite odeljke.
Our translator is becoming tired, no?
I didn't know how to translate this. It will be simpler.
Yeah. So, just to give you a simple example.
Samo da vam damo jednostavan primjer.
Say someone is a communist.
Recimo neko je komunista.
Everything he sees, he will immediately understand it in a communistic way.
I šta god vidi, odmah će shvatiti na komunističan način.
It's a struggle between poor and rich.
I to je borba između siromašnih i bogatih.
The dialectical struggle.
To je dialektična borba, dialektička borba.
Or someone is a football player.
Ili neko je balet.
He will immediately ask you, what is your favorite football party?
On će vas odmah pitati za koga navijaš.
And if you are on the wrong side, you are his enemy.
I ako si na pogrešnoj strani, onda si njegov neprijatelj.
Someone who is interested in sex life.
Neko ko je zainteresan za polni život.
Every woman he sees, he will consider her for his enjoyment.
I koju god ženu vidi, ona će razmišljati kako bi je uživao.
In other words, according to the programming of our mind, we will see the world in a certain way.
I zavisno toga kako programiramo svoj um, onda ćemo vidjeti svet na određen način.
However, what we all need to know is that there are two minds.
Ali ono što trebamo znati to je da postoje dva uma.
One is the material mind.
Jedan je materijalni um.
Who is active in three perceptions.
Koji deluje u tri vrste percepcije.
Thinking, feeling and willing.
To su mišljenje, želja, mišljenje, htenje i osjećanje.
It reflects like a mirror what is seen or realized through the senses.
I on vidi sve kao na ogledalu ono što dolazi od čula.
In other words, the material mind is a perfect mirror of the material world and material life.
I tako je materijalni um savršeno ogledalo materijalnog sveta i materijalnog života.
It can bind the soul eternally to the chains of Maya.
I on može usilnu dušu večno zavezati za okove Maje.
Consider the potency of the material mind, please.
Samo razmislite o moći materijalnog uma.
In it there is a plan which can make you an eternal prisoner.
I u njemu postoji plan koji vas može učiniti večnim zatvorenikom.
Because in the material mind there will never be any perceptions of God, the eternal spiritual kingdom.
Jer u materijalnom umu nikad nećete imati bilo kakvu percepciju Boga ili večnog duhovnog carstva.
If it is not inspired, it will go on forever in the material sphere.
I ako ga ne inspirišete, onda će nastaviti večno deluje u materijalnoj sferi.
Sometimes feeling happy, sometimes feeling distressed.
Nekad se osjeća srećno, nekad nesrećno.
But it is not really active on its own.
Ali u stvari on ne deluje sam.
It can only reflect what is put into the mind from outside.
On može samo odraziti ono što mu se na neki način dovede
And manipulate the different experiences.
I onda na taj način manipuliše tim raznim iskustvima.
Like sometimes in sometimes in children play with different I only know the German word, it's Lego. You have this in Yugoslavia, yes.
Da. Ponekad kao deca koji se igraju sa onim kockicama koje se sastavljaju.
Lego kockice.
And say the child has a box with Lego so big.
I recimo da dete ima tako jednu veliku kutiju punu tih kockica.
And he makes an endless manifestations of different puzzles with the Lego things, you know.
Cubes.
I onda napravi tako veliku jednu konstrukciju sa tim kockicama.
He can only come to a limited amount of configurations.
Ali ona može doći samo do jedne određene granice raznih kombinacija.
There may be many, but it is limited.
Možda će biti jako puno, ali to je ipak ograničeno.
Our Marco is something like a huge Lego player. He's architect.
Naš Marko je kao veliki igrač sa Lego.
He takes the different architectural materials and constructs buildings out of it.
On uzima te razne arhitektonske materijale i onda pravi zgrade.
So please let us consider that little child only knows about Lego. He doesn't know about little dogs and little rabbits and deer and rivers and so on.
I recimo da to malo dete zna samo za Lego, ne zna ništa o drugim stvarima kao što su pas, mačka, reke i tako dalje.
This is what is the material mind is like.
I upravo tako tome nalikuje materijalni um.
It only has experience of the Lego cubes of material existence.
Samo zna za te Lego kockice materijalnog postojanja.
And on the mental platform, mentalni nivo, it constructs an limited array of combinations of the, those material experiences.
I na umnom nivou onda stvara bezbrojne kombinacije tih materijalnih iskustava.
Just like the child who does, has not seen any animals, the, and cannot know of the world of the grown-ups, the material mind is a very limited person.
Baš kao dete koje ne zna ništa, ne zna za životinje ili za svet odraslih, već samo za taj ograničeni svet Lego.
Therefore, material life has often been described as children's play only.
I zato je materijalni život često opisan kao dečja igra.
So, but this is not so interesting for us as transcendentalists. Let us hear about what is the spiritual mind like, and let us also hear how we can control the material mind as to come to spiritual experiences.
Ali to nas kao transcendentalista ne zanima puno, radije ćemo čuti o duhovnom umu i o tome kako da vladamo tim materijalnim umom tako da dođemo do duhovnih iskustva.
The second mind or the spiritual mind is sometimes active even when one is only working on the mental niveau.
Second mind.
Yes.
Drugi um deluje čak i tad kad smo mi na mentalnom nivou.
In the spiritual mind there is a yearning for freedom. Sloboda.
U duhovnom umu postoji vapaj za slobodom.
Slobodom, yes. It is not really satisfied with the limiting experiences in material life.
I on u stvari nije zadovoljan ograničenim iskustvima u materijalnom životu.
Therefore it feels attraction towards philosophy.
I zato osjeća privlačnost prema filozofiji.
But without a spiritual impulse, the material mind is forced to remain in the limited circle of material existence.
ali bez duhovnog impulsa, onda će on biti primoran da ostane u ograničenom krugu materijalnih iskustava.
Therefore, although materialistic philosophers try to free themselves to come to some higher concept, it remains dark speculation.
I onda, iako umni spekulatori, filozofi, da pokušavaju da dođu do nekog višeg razumevanja, do nekog višeg shvatanja, oni ostaju u tom u toj mračnoj umnoj spekulaciji.
Now the spiritual mind is that never feels attachment to Maya.
I duhovni um nikada nije vezan za Maju.
And it also doesn't feel detachment.
I on također ne osjeća nevezanost.
See, only for us who are struggling with our material mind, the question of detachment or renunciation comes up.
Samo mi koji se borimo sa materijalnim umom, za nas se postavlja pitanje vezanosti i odvojenosti.
The spiritual mind does not react with this material world.
I duhovni um u stvari ne reaguje na taj materijalni svijet.
Either in a positive or in a negative way.
Niti na pozitivan, niti na negativan način.
Therefore, in material life, the spiritual mind is more or less neutral.
I zato je u materijalnom životu duhovni um manje više neutralan.
However, if by the chanting of the holy name and by hearing about Krishna, by performing devotional service to Krishna, the spiritual mind becomes arisen, then it becomes highly active.
Međutim, ako zahvaljujući svesnosti Krišne i predanom služenju taj duhovni um se probudi, onda postaje jako aktivan.
Just like the material mind is always reacting towards the material environment, either accepts it or rejects it.
Baš kao što materijalni um uvek reaguje na materijalnu okolinu, bilo da je prihvata ili odbacuje.
The spiritual mind is flowing towards Krishna.
Tako duhovni um teče prema Krišni.
It is described just like the Ganga river flows since time immemorial into the ocean. The spiritual mind goes to Sri Krishna.
Opisano da baš kao što Ganga večno od pamti veka teče prema okeanu, tako duhovni um teče prema Sri Krishna.
But it has to be awoken.
Ali on se mora probuditi.
Probuditi, yes. There's a word, utishta, utishta, jagrata, prabhya, prabha, varan nibhodata. Nibhodata, what did you say?
Probuditi.
Nibhodata is a little similar, but not so much, I just realized. Anyway, nibhodata means to awaken the soul from eternal slumber.
Nibhodata znači probuditi dušu od večnog dremeža.
And once the soul is awoken, it will spontaneously feel attracted towards the spiritual dimension.
I kada je duhovna duša jednom probuđena, onda će večno osjećati privlačnost prema duhovnoj dimenziji.
But as long as the soul is sleeping, the spiritual mind is not active, it is neutral.
Ali sve dok duša spava, onda je duhovni um nije aktivan, znači neutralan.
It is described that the tongue of a person can beat incurable wounds into the material mind.
Opisano je da jezik može odašiljati bezbroj informacija o materijalnom umu.
Like if someone at the wrong time says to me, you are